Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
In the Big Brother house, you might be holding on by a thread, out on a limb, or hanging off a cliff. But this game isn't over until it's over. And this year, the most twisted summer ever appears to still have a few tricks up its sleeve. Welcome to the Big Brother After Show.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Man.
All right, let's see your dancing. Come on. They're really in sync over here. I told you I can't move my arms. I'm not allowed.
Hey. Bryce was born without rhythm. That's okay.
It's just because I'm white. That's all right. Good evening, guys. I'm Bryce McClay, and welcome to the Big Brother After Show. It is day 93 in the Big Brother house, and the hits just keep on coming, and this music just keeps on coming. It's great.
Yeah, I love it.
More on tonight's live vote and eviction shortly, but first, let's introduce our panel, starting with Jessica Williams.
Oh, what's up, guys? I cannot believe that this is our second-to-last show. This season has flown. It's been very crazy, but I can't wait to talk about tonight.
It's very sad. And also great. And also Charles Connolly is
also
here.
Also me. Day 93, and the hog has been set free. He's out of the pen. Parting is such sweet sorrow, but I can't say I'm surprised. I blame Cliff Hogg.
Wow. Well, more on that soon. And we are so incredibly excited to welcome back, coming via to us via Skype. Give it up for BB21's Ovi. Ovi, what's up?
Hey, Ovi.
Hey, how y'all doing? Thanks for having me today.
Ovi, you were on the show last night. We saw you in the Big Brother house.
I was. I made a small cameo on there. Glad y'all got to see it.
I like cookies.
Yeah, I like the tweet that you said. You said you'd made you really actually did make it to Final Five.
Technically, I did make it to Final Five. Yes.
Yes.
That's what I like to tell people, at least.
Yeah. All right, everybody. We're going to break down tonight's live vote and eviction, as well as a live veto meeting, which was less anticlimactic than we all thought it was going to be. According to the feeds, it was supposed to be much more explosive. Then we're going to talk about the insane jury house with a new romance.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, just say it. Don't save it. Save it for the show.
Okay, Bryce, jeez.
And also, you guys, I read this article today. Did production illegally help Jackson during the final POV competition? We'll give you our thoughts.
I think I saw that, too.
She's juicy.
But wait, before we get to that, and before we talk to Ovi, which, by the way, it's my first time meeting Ovi. Hello, it's such an honor and privilege to meet Big Brother Royalty. I wasn't here last time he was with us. So hi, Ovi.
But before, you know, royalty is a stretch, I think, but I appreciate that. It's real nice to meet you.
Well, you're royalty in my book. It's nice to meet you. Before we get into this episode, before we talk to you about the fact that you were there, your thoughts on the final three, we just want to tell everybody who's watching on the live feed and everybody who's listening, whether you're listening on the podcast, we just want to say thank you for following us this entire season. It's been a long, great, amazing season. And if you've made it this far to episode 36 through 38, give us a like on YouTube and hit that subscribe button so you're the first to know when we go live for the finale on Wednesday. And leave a comment, too, so you get involved in the conversation. So by being a part of AfterBuzz TV, we really appreciate you. And by subscribing and commenting, you're supporting us. And we can give you the latest in Big Brother news, which is our favorite thing to do. So thank
you. Really, really is. That was eloquent.
Was it?
Charles.
Yeah.
That was
eloquent.
Very, very good.
Thank you. And a good reminder. And speaking of, because you did shout out our chat. Our chat is booming. Shout out to Logan Knight, Joseph Boza, Brooke Yu. Thank you all and so many more that are joining us. Remember, in order to join the conversation, please go to YouTube, go to our live video, and click on the chat box on the right-hand side to join the conversation.
And type in some questions for Ovi.
Yeah, we want to know what you want to ask Ovi. But Ovi, I want to know how it felt to be back in the Big Brother house last night.
Yeah, it was pretty surreal being in the Big Brother house because I was there, about 2 months ago. That seems like a lifetime ago, but it was just 2 months ago. And so walking back in there and seeing how empty it felt, it was super weird, but it was a really cool experience to get to see some people that I really do love and kind of bring a smile on their face.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Like, did it kill you not to be able to say anything to Cliff or Nicole when you were in the house?
Oh, man. It was incredibly hard not to be spilling all this stuff, all the tea on the floor. But, you know, I respect the game, you know, and I didn't want to bring any outside influence into the game. I want them to play the best game they can play. And so the integrity of the game is really important to me. I've always been a fan first, so I had to keep my mouth shut, but it was really good to see him again.
If you could have told them something, if Julie or somebody said, no rules, if you can tell them one thing, what would you have filled Cliff and Nicole in on?
What would I fill them in on?
Whether it's inside the house or outside.
Yeah.
You know what? What I would honestly tell them, I think the thing that would help them the most is that America has y'all's back and they love you more than anything. Y'all are America's sweetheart, Nicole, you especially. And I think that would have given them the fire for them to continue on.
Yeah, that's a good point.
That is
okay,
true.
So based off of the final four at the time that you were in the house, who were you who were you rooting for at that exact moment? Because clearly things have changed.
Yeah. At that exact moment, I was definitely rooting for Cliff and Nicole. They're kind of my
one?
They
in
were
particular.
My alliance.
Clearly,
you know,
clearly the two of them.
So those were the two people I'm really, you know, I was gunning for to keep going on. And they made an alliance when I was technically evicted already. So really, not much changed.
Which one?
You know, you're putting me on top. I love Nicole. I have a sweet spot for Nicole, but Cliff was also the person who was there for me the whole game. I don't know. I hate giving answers like that, like picking one or the other, like which one. But really, Cliff and Nicole, either or, I would have been happy with. So I was trying to put as many vibes I could their way. But Nicole was the first person to give me a hug. Cliff was in that competition running forward, so she cared a little more than I was there.
She was so happy to see you and your cookie. Do you actually bake those cookies, by the way, or are they just giving you a pan of cookies?
You know, they tasted great.
Come on. Okay, so as we already mentioned that we saw an end of an era tonight as Cliff Hogg III was evicted from the Big Brother
Cliff
house.
Hogg III.
Ovi, how did you feel when you saw him leave?
You know, it was tough. I mean, it was sad because, you know, this guy, he loves the game and he was evicted. But at the same time, the game moves you make in the house sometimes make your own bed, you know? And so some of his game moves in the house made his own bed. But at the end of the day, what I like to say, and I didn't post this earlier, that Cliff Hogg, 54 years old, day one he was banished, he came back, he won the comeback competition, won HOH right after that, and a vital veto to send, I think, Christy out of the house. You know, he did incredible things, lasted until day 93, when probably everyone counted him out from day one. So I'm proud of him. If I was, you know, his son, whoever's, you know, his children, Kelly and all of them, they should be super proud of him. He did amazing. So I'm happy.
Yeah. We loved Cliff the whole time.
He was definitely the underdog. And I think what made him so attractive is because he was right there with such a power duo and with like power duos all around him. So he managed to survive with power duos like Holly and Mickey and Tommy and Christy, and he made it past like Tommy and Christy at least, and he had a chance to get rid of Holly, but we'll talk about that another time.
Not tonight. Yeah, let's talk about.
But well, yeah, there was like there was still a lot of respect for him because he was the underdog the entire season, and he made it all the way.
Now
he made it all the way, and here's the thing: game moves are some, you know. And here's again, I'm not going to be, I shouldn't be the one person to talk about people's game moves within the house because y'all saw how I played the game. But it would be a different conversation if he was able to win that veto. I don't want to jump the gun or anything, but if he won the veto, Jackson didn't win the veto, one of those people would be going home and we might be praising Cliff Hogg and like, you did it, you know? So he pulled a lot of rabbits out of the hat, but this time he just couldn't.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting, and this is where Jess can come in, because I think that Cliff told Julie that his downfall in the game was being too dependent on Jackson and Holly, and he thought he wouldn't have to take that shot at Jackson. I don't know why I'm calling him Jackson now for some reason. But he didn't think that he was going to have to take that shot at Jackson. Where do you think, like, where was his first misstep, like, where, you know, in that regard? Because I know you said he's, like, Jess has been, like, and I agree, I think Cliff, as we'll talk about later, like, the downfall of his whole week.
Yeah, Cliff is just, he's an honest guy, and that's a great thing that is about him. I think that him being transparent last week and telling Mickey that they were considering to vote out Tommy allowed for Mickey and Holly, mainly Mickey, to create a strategy, a really strong one, to keep them safe. This week, I think that he was all over the place. I mean, he was, like, making these deals. I mean, Mickey hit it. He's like, Cliff is kind of losing it. He's, like, making all these deals. He's not being rational in his thought process and his execution of it. I mean, even him telling Mickey, hey, by the way, I'm actually going to take Nicole to a final two. Like, he didn't know what he was doing. And he's telling Nicole, I made an alliance with Mickey. And it was just all strange for him.
Yeah. I think that Julie said it perfectly during that exit interview. You were thinking too far ahead. And she actually, like, enlightened me a little bit to the fact that he was thinking ahead and he was playing a bit of the long game. And I think that, I think that he should have taken it one step at a time. But he, honestly, I think that he kind of was maybe a little bit mentally exhausted there at the end.
Yeah.
And was just, he had it all built up in his head so much that he needed to just, like, let it out and get it off his chest and be like, this is my game, this is the deal that I'm presenting you, and like, take it or leave it, at least I can go out with my word and my integrity. I think he was spent at the end. And I know, Ovi, like, you were there in person. I don't know if you can speak to how they seemed in person. Did Cliff seem a little bit off or not himself when you were there? Because you said he just ran through the competition, he didn't really say hi.
He was focused on winning that competition. Right. I know he really wanted that competition. I think, to your point, I really think, and maybe not just Cliff, but the house guests at this point on, you know, day 90, I think, when I was there, I can't remember exactly, they're mentally exhausted. Yeah. That whatever you see, like, me being there is like the greatest thing in the world, because they haven't seen another human outside of the house for a long time. So I think at that point, he's just mentally exhausted by that week. And to your point, he made some bad deals. He made a deal with Mick Jackson, and then he's like, wait, that deal doesn't work anymore. I'm actually taking Nicole. You know, he was all over the place. So I think a big part of that was just he was drained. And so sometimes when you're in the Big Brother house, especially for that long time, you're going to be drained. And the decisions you make might not be logical decisions. Mm-hmm. I think we saw that.
Absolutely. I mean, I think, I think Julie totally enlightened me too. I think Julie Jenkins gave a fantastic interview tonight with Cliff. Yeah. And I love that he told her he admitted he got played. And I just want to know, I mean, Ovi, you know Cliff, and this, I think, what we were all screaming at our TVs about, I'm sure you too, is like, did Cliff really believe that Jackson was going to take him over his girlfriend? I mean, where did that logic come from?
Oh man, that's a tough one. You know, because I was with my family watching this episode, and they were all yelling at the TV screen. They all love Cliff, but you're never going to not take the girlfriend over a 54-year-old man you just met, you know, 3 months ago from Texas. You know, like, it's not going to happen. But the thing is, when you're in that house, you have such tunnel vision. Like, for me, on day, I don't remember what day, day 14, when I thought, you know, 15, I'm going out, my only Hail Mary is to throw my power and let them know about my power and try to use that to influence them. You just throw a Hail Mary.
But you kind of delude
yourself into certain connections are there, certain things are going to work. And I think Cliff did that because he really wanted to cling on that one connection, that Southern bond he had with Jackson. And for whatever the reason, I think he truly believed that Jackson would put him first before Holly.
Yeah, it's crazy. An interesting thing that I was thinking, of course, Holly and Jackson spent so much time together. I think a part of being in a duo is leaning on the other person in the duo for mental strength. And I'm wondering how much Nicole and Cliff actually, like, supported each other emotionally. I saw Cliff supporting Nicole emotionally, but I guess I feel like Cliff felt some distance between he and Nicole because he was willing to kind of betray her. And I feel like if she would have really checked in with Cliff and been like, here's the plan, here's what we're going to do as a team, we can do this, you got this, one more week, I feel like maybe he would have been a little bit smarter in his gameplay at the end. Do you think that he and Nicole could have, like, teamed up and had some more meetings together? I just feel like they could have been on the same page a little more.
I agree to that point. I think the degree that Holly and Jackson, the closeness you saw, is definitely not replicating the degree of closeness, well, obviously, with Nicole and Cliff for many reasons. But,
hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully. But I think you see in the beginning of the season that I was quite close with Cliff, and I was close to Nicole. So though they worked together, it was more so, and after I got out in Camp Comeback, we were outsiders essentially. So I'm not saying I was glue that put them together, but after I was evicted, they found a commonality there and they stuck together. But I don't think Cliff valued Nicole's opinion on certain issues as much as he should have. To speak on that point would be when he decided between Tommy and Holly who to evict. I think Cliff kind of bulldozed that, even though Nicole really felt that maybe Tommy should go home.
You're right.
And Cliff, Nicole valued Cliff's opinion and not vice versa as much. So I think that was a fatal flaw, that he didn't believe in her intuition as much as she should have.
That's a good point. I didn't even think of that.
And like you said, they are victims. They sort of were victims of circumstance. You know, they had people were just kind of dropping like flies while mm-hmm. Mickey and Holly were close the whole time. So
yeah. Yeah, they're the survivors after a war, essentially, you know?
Right.
And being, you know, Cliff didn't know who to trust. He was already voted out once. You know, Nicole has been backstabbed so many times. So even as much as you want to get close to one another, there's probably that in the back of their head that this person could cut me anytime, because every single person has tried to do that in the game. Holly and Jackson never went through that struggle because they have been controlling the game from day one. They haven't had to face that, will Jackson turn on me or will Holly turn on me?
Yeah.
I don't know if I agree with that, actually, because I wouldn't say that Nicole's been backstabbed from the beginning. She hasn't really had any alliances. I think that she was backstabbed once when it came to the Black Widow thing, that everybody was with Bella. But she really can't be backstabbed from the six shooters if they're in alliance together and they're not in the alliance with her. However, I think on the flip side, Cliff and Holly have been backstabbed. Their alliance turned on them. Chrissy turned on them first, then Jack went after them, and then they were accused of being in a trio, know each other from back home with Kat, and then back and then what Cliff and Nicole did. So I think in comparison, Mickey and Holly has had more backstabbing, and they've been the bottom of the barrel, and they've had to build themselves back up, while Cliff and Nicole have been there. And though they may not have been like the top contenders,
Holly and Jackson have also.
No, I think that's if I. Sorry, I didn't want to interrupt.
No,
that.
Go ahead, Obi.
No, I think that's a good point you made. The comparison backstab might have not been the right word, but I think Nicole's allies have fallen one by one by one, and so the people she might have put her trust in sometimes Val showed no trust in her, and so she didn't have anyone she could confide to. Though Holly has been backstabbed by other members in a game way, Jackson hasn't backstabbed Holly, they've always had that connection together throughout the whole game.
She's always on the block.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And so I think that's why their connection, not saying Holly hasn't had to crawl up in from that whole rubble and whatnot, but I think those two have always had that certainty that they'll be there for each other.
Yeah. For
Nicole
sure.
hasn't had that certainty with anybody else. And Cliff hasn't had that with anybody else, too.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
That is a good point. Yeah, mm-hmm. that's hard. I want to know, though, do you think that what do you think of Cliff's strategy telling Jackson that if Jackson voted him out, that he would basically poison the jury against him? Do you think that he's...
Oof.
Do you think that's true?
I think...
Hail
so,
Mary.
Speak on the strategy-wise, that... I think you need to throw anything that you can at the wall. You know, you're playing for 500K. He's made it already to day 93. He needs to do whatever he can to go six more days to hit at the finale. So I don't – if anyone used that method to say that, hey, I'm going to poison the jury against you, don't vote against me, like don't vote me out, that's a strategy you use. I mean,
for
Mickey
sure.
has used other strategies. That great strategical lie he used against Tommy, you know. So I don't fault him for that. But I think Cliff himself said that he's just using this right for a game. He still would – possibly vote for, you know, Jackson. So I think it's what's going to have to come is that whole round table. I think it's going to be pretty important because I think most people's minds are decided before finale night. So Cliff won't have that much time with the rest of the jury either. So whether he can sway their vote or not is to be seen.
Yeah, and I think that argument is like, I can poison the jury. You know, if somebody says that, they're out of arguments mm-hmm. because everybody has that argument. Everybody can say, I can poison the jury. So it's not necessarily something that Cliff is like special in that regard. Mm-hmm. It's just that he literally doesn't have anything else to say. And I think it was kind of low down. Like, I don't know that Cliff really should have done that because it's not like I just think it was kind of low down. I'm not sure that I agree with Cliff on that, but it just shows like Cliff was backed into a corner and he was throwing anything at the wall, like you said.
Right. Yeah. I don't think he really meant it. I mean, that'll take a lot of work to go in there and talk to all these people that were really not even your team members. Yeah. Perhaps he has an ear to Jess.
And it pissed Mickey off.
But yeah, I mean, yeah, it did. Because he's like, well, if that's true, then that does suck. But well, that gets me to one thing I really want to talk about tonight. Yeah. Just really in this whole conundrum that took place with the final four. And now, you know, Cliff and Nicole being upset, saying that they're taking their word back and who's right, who's wrong in this whole thing. And so I feel that it's so frustrating because I feel like this is what happens every year with Big Brother when there's an alliance. It's like, just get to what you agreed on. If you do top six, then do top six. Get to that point, then fight it out. If you have final four, then get to final four. Mm-hmm. What was so frustrating is, yes, so throughout everything that happened, both Holly and Mickey has won so many HOHs and vetoes. They could have took Cliff out when he was on the block with Jessica. They could have taken either one of them out, but they didn't. They saved them for this final four. So the fact that that betrayal took place last week, I don't feel bad for them for the deals that Mickey and Holly made. And it's also unfair to expect for people to go into Final Four with all of these advantages. Let's be clear. Mickey can't play in this HOH, so they already had that advantage. Cliff and Nicole versus Holly. You make Holly throw the HOH, so now one of you guarantee your spot for Final Three. You guys agreed to a Final Four, not I'm going to take you to Final Four only if you take me to Final Three and only if you evict one of each other out. So the whole thing was just frustrating. That wasn't how the Final Four was supposed to go down, period.
Yeah, I agree with you. Like, that really is a good point because they did have a huge advantage. And, like, both Jackson and Holly both, like, throwing the HOH to them, ensuring that at least one of them would get to Final Three. Right. I mean, obviously one of them get to Final Three. But, yeah, I do think that, like, Final Four deals and Final Five deals, Final Six deals, they get more complicated as the game progresses. Because you have things like showmances, and like, obviously, Cliff and Holly would
or
want...
duos, you know?
I mean, obviously, Mickey and Holly would want to take Cliff and Nicole to Final Four because they know they can beat them on Final Four. Like, Holly knew for sure she could have beat Nicole in that, like, endurance comp. So it benefits them to take Cliff and Nicole to Final Four, but Cliff and Nicole are thinking, wait, they're a showmance, they're going to definitely choose each other over us, so, like, it just doesn't benefit us.
Yeah. Ovi, what did you think? Because we had a big debate about this last week in terms of like what we thought of who should go home between Tommy and Holly. I know that we were all sort of, we were kind of split. We even had, we had Rachel and JC from last season here too doing it, talking about it too. I'm just wondering what you think, because I would like to change my answer. I thought that they made the right decision, but obviously now, if from a Cliff and Nicole standpoint, I think that they didn't. So I want to know what you thought about it.
Yeah, you know what? To the point before, I think I just wanted to speak on that was that.
Yeah, of course.
I don't think Jackson broke any deals or really with Cliff and Nicole. They gave him a really fair shot. They Holly threw that that HOH competition, ensuring one of them would win HOH, and then it's kind of for picks at that point. I was kind of, I got a lot of questions about what, who do you think they should vote out? Should it be Tommy? Should it be Holly? And at the end of the day, I think, it's so, hindsight is 2020, but right now, if they went by the choice that to vote out Tommy and to continue with that, like how it was, they really had a good shot of still making top three because all they had to do was win that veto. If they brought Tommy there, who knows? He might have won the HOH, and we don't know if he would have connected with Jackson, realizing that Cliff and Nicole are a pair, and then try to put them both, because I don't think Tommy would have thrown that HOH competition. I really don't think so. So I was really surprised with Holly. They had a good shot of doing it. I think Jackson and Holly honestly gave them the best option they had at that point because she literally threw it and then they had to win the veto. It just didn't, they weren't able to win it. So I really don't think anybody's did anyone wrong this week in the sense that like Jackson and Holly honestly gave them the best shot they had.
Yeah,
I think it was an impossible decision as I like went combed through it because it really. I mean, I think if you're Nicole and Cliff, that's why I want to change my
answer.
Sending
home Tommy and Holly.
Tommy or Holly, because I think Tommy is so swayed. Like my argument last week was that anyone sitting next to Tommy is going to lose, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. And if they're in final two, now the problem is that no matter what, if they had evicted Holly, it sounds like even if Mickey had won the veto, they'd still likely be I mean, it would depend. Maybe, you know, say Nicole won HOH, Mickey won the veto, Tommy and Cliff are evicted. Mm-hmm. They'd probably be in the same position, but they'd have a much better chance of both Cliff and Nicole going, is what I'm saying. Mm. That being said, it doesn't really matter. It seems impossible because either you take a showmance or you take someone who and risk maybe being able to beat them. Because if you're Cliff or Nicole, you could probably beat Holly, maybe, in the jury.
Maybe.
But
I don't think it was an impossible decision. I still stand by my word.
Like, I know you do.
That they should have definitely evicted Holly because I think that they could have used Tommy's word, like, let's get Mickey out, and then they would have had a chance. To, at least they're both in the final three.
Exactly. And that's, like, I think, the point that I came to make.
They're 66% of the final three. So it's definitely two against one in Cliff and Nicole's favor as opposed to two against one in Holly and Jackson's favor.
But what if Jackson would have won the veto and sent Cliff home and kept Tommy?
So then it would have been Tommy, Nicole. I mean, see, I know.
So there's because
well, no,
but Tommy would have taken Nicole.
But,
so,
but we're saying,
as
what
opposed
if
to Jackson and Holly taking each other?
We're saying, what if he would have taken Holly? That's a what if. Like, we know for sure he is taking Holly to final two.
Yeah.
Like, we know for sure that that Mickey is in a final two deal with his girlfriend.
But listen, but Nicole kept saying, like, oh, take, you know, that wouldn't be smart to take a couple to the finals. Well, Cliff and Nicole are a couple too. They may not be a showman, but
right.
they're definitely
they're
a dad man.
They're a duo. Dad man.
And so it's the same risk. So that's why, that's what I'm saying. Mickey could have split up their duo earlier on and separated them because they know that they're going to take each other to the final two.
But,
so
yeah.
Everyone had the same risk.
Well, that's the thing is, like Nicole was saying, you don't want to be the third wheel in the final three. You don't want to be the third wheel on the bicycle. So, like, she was saying, I don't want to take a showman to the final three, but obviously I'm fine being with my ally
right.
in final three.
So it's...
All right, okay.
Yeah,
all right. See, I mean, but you can talk about this forever. You can talk... That's why it's so ridiculous, this game. Okay, I want to talk about the jury house, because I know, Ovi, you've lived with these people, and I want to... We'll get to the more ridiculous things in a minute, but, like, I just want to know what you think these people are going to do. I mean, we've seen sort of... They talked a little bit game about... They said a lot of nice things about Nicole. I think that that's sort of production edit swaying us to think that they're not saying good things about Mickey. But I want to know, you live with them. What do you think they're going to do? Are they going to be bitter?
Man, it's tough to say. And here's the thing is, I really... Not to say juries haven't been bitter in the past, but a big thing people, I think, gloss over is jury management. There's a reason why some of these house guests are bitter is because when you booted them out the door, you didn't boot them out with a pillow. You booted them with an iron, you know? that's a big part of the game. It's a social game. So if you're pushing somebody out of the house, you can't rely on your last plea or other people leaving after you to seal that deal. You want to make sure when they leave that house that they want to vote for you. So I think there's a chance that some people might be, you know, a little bitter against certain house guests, but then they're going to have to value gameplay too. So it comes down to maybe that if you have somebody who absolutely demolished competitions was strategic throughout the season, but maybe they don't like him as much versus somebody who actually played a strong end game and is likable. But then what is likable to us might be very different than the people, house guests in the house right now, you know? You know, I've been very fortunate that there's people out of the house who like me a lot. In the house, I didn't have as many fans, so...
All right, whatever. But wait, so out of the three people that are left, Nicole, Mickey, and Holly, who has done the best jury management, in your opinion?
I think Nicole has done good jury management in the way people have left. I think Nick still feels good about him. I think Tommy is maybe a little bitter against Jackson because of that whole fiasco. I think he can influence Christy. I think she might have a new eye of how Nicole's been playing this end game because she is a fan of the game. She knows that playing quiet under the radar can do it. Jessica, who knows really what she'll do, but I think that she has still a bond with Nicole. And I think Kat wouldn't vote for Jackson. She would vote for Nicole. But the question is Holly now.
Yeah.
Is that Holly did an under radar game, made some big moves, but will people think that she was always in the shadow of Jackson?
Well, and I think that I want to know what you think about Holly too, because I think the same thing. I think we've talked about this on our panel too. It's like everyone says Mickey, but Holly's held her own too, in my opinion. I think she has a fair shot. Now, granted, she may have shot herself in the foot a little bit more recently, but what do you think of Holly's chances? If it's final two and it's the showmance, I mean, who would you vote for?
Oh man, that's tough. Because here's the thing: I pegged Holly as a really good player, or as somebody who I wanted to align with right in the beginning. I thought she was really strong in physical competition, and she was smart enough that she could stay kind of under the radar, back between things. And so she's been strong, but at the same time, Jackson has dominated in a way that has absolutely demolished competitions. He's played in a cutthroat way. It's really tough for me to say. And when you're in the jury house too, or inside the game, your mind is one way. I hate saying like I don't know who I'd pick for, but I think my mind would be up for at that final plea. Ideally, I've always said that I don't want to make my mind up until the day I hear them how they plead out, because I think so many times we have players who play an underrated game get shadowed by somebody else. But at the same time, you know, same argument you had for Tyler and Casey, both played phenomenal games, but some people thought Tyler played a stronger game, but that's not to say that Casey didn't play a better game. She was just under the radar a little bit. So,
I think
that's a tough one. I think another thing is who wins these final competitions would be a big part for me too. I think to see who brings who.
I honestly think if it's Mickey and Holly, Mickey's winning unanimously. Like honestly, because based on the veto, or I keep calling it veto house, based on the jury house. It looks like definitely Jackson and – or, sorry. It looked like definitely Jack and Nick were pro-Mickey, calling him the GOAT, greatest player ever. Like, and then I think
– you know.
Comp beast. And then Jack being so close with Sis, I think that Sis would also be on the Mickey train as well. And then Kat now has this new messy showmance with Nick. Who knows what she'll do?
That is so beyond me. So what's wrong with Nick, Ovi? Ovi, what's wrong with him? Like, why – he's like a wallflower. He just goes from one thing to the next.
You know what? I'm going to save my comments about Nick until after finale. But I'm going to say, I feel for Bella. I think, when you leave the house and you proclaim your love for somebody, and then on the same show where you proclaimed your love for somebody,
you consummate your love with somebody else.
If there was a tea right there, I'd be sipping. So I just feel for Bella right now.
Jess, do you feel bad for Bella?
Honestly, I think that if she was outside of the house and was still liking him and waiting for him and wasn't already over him because of his previous actions, then I would feel bad. I'm glad that she gained her independence and kind of isolated herself from the situation earlier, separated herself, rather, from the situation earlier. So, I think that this is a good thing. I mean, see how they behave when there are cameras in front. You'll really know how they behave when the cameras aren't there. So...
did you think of the jury segment?
I thought the jury segment was very interesting because I agree with what you were saying. Like, I was surprised that Jack was kind of like, oh, okay, like he still could recognize, you know, the good gameplay that Mickey had. I think that's important. I think that Christy surprisingly was still kind of bitter at Nicole. Like, oh, she made the right decision.
That was weird
too. Like, oh, okay. So there's still a little residual feeling there. I do think that if it was between Mickey and Holly, I think they would go with Mickey. But he's played such a freaking good game. I mean, if it's between him and Nicole, that would make for the most interesting finale night, Mickey and Nicole, because we wouldn't really know what would
David
happen.
David and Goliath.
I think the interesting that would be Nicole and Holly. I think that's the only way Nicole can win, and I think the most interesting outcome is...
You think she would lose against Mickey?
Nicole and Holly. Like, Nicole would
beat... But you said that's the only way Nicole would win against Holly, so you feel that she would lose against Mickey?
Yes.
It's funny that you said that. My mom, shout out Jay McClay, says that she doesn't think anyone sitting next to Mickey could win. That's what she says. But Ovi, before we let you go, because I know you got to go, but we know who you... I don't want to ask you who you think is going to win, because I heard what you said. I think that's a really good strategy too, because I want to hear how they plea as well. But I want to know, if you can't pick yourself, who do you think is taking AFP? America's favorite player.
I think right now it's either Nicole, Cliff. I want to put a dark horse for Temi. She has a strong base there. But I also think there's a chance for Tommy. There's been a renewed like support for Tommy after that whole episode and things like that. So, but I really think Cliff or Nicole have the strongest chance of taking it home based on how long they've been in the game and just seeing how things have gone and just kind of their personalities. But I think there's a dark horse within Temi coming back from behind. I think she has a chance. But I think those two have it.
Well, we're going to vote for you, just so you know.
You have our vote.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah. All right. Go ahead. I have one last question.
Okay.
This probably was asked the last time you were here, but I want to know, for me, what was it like coming out of the house, seeing the huge positive response, like on Twitter and everywhere, towards you? Because like you have a shot at America's Favorite House Guest, I think. What was that like to know that America wanted to see more of you?
Man, that was wild, honestly. It was super, you know, I've been super fortunate. At 22, I've been blessed beyond my years. And like, I did not expect, you know, coming out of the house to have this amount of support, and it's pretty awesome. You know, it's amazing. I think it's you know, it's important though also that like what we get, we gotta give back. So I'm really excited to kind of use this new platform that I have to kind of help out the community around me, because I think so many times that like we have a younger, you know, audience base who are watching our show sometimes, and they put, for whatever reason, these people on reality TV on a pedestal when we really aren't and shouldn't be. But I think we have to take these things given to us and make sure we talk about issues that are important right now in America, call out things when we see it, and also be a better example and lead by example. So super grateful for the support I've gotten, but I gotta make sure that I earn it now that I've gotten it.
Nice.
You're such a class president.
Such a student body president.
You're such a student body president.
I love it.
All right, thank you so much, Ovi. We really, really appreciate you coming on and giving us your thoughts. We loved your shout out and seeing you in the final five.
Yeah. Thanks, Ovi.
Yeah, you gotta put some respect here. You know, on my LinkedIn now it does say final five CBS.
There you go. You got it. Thanks, Ovi. Have a great night.
Thank you so much.
Talk to you soon.
Take care.
Bye, Ovi.
All right.
Bye.
God, he's only 22. That's 10 years older. I'm 10 years older than him.
Wow, that's gross, Bryce. You should retire.
I
was super excited to meet Ovi. I had been wanting to meet him, and I wasn't here last time, but
yeah, really
awesome. Awesome that he gave his take, and I think he made some really interesting points on the final three.
Absolutely.
Whenever it comes down to the wire like this, I'm always wanting to hear every single angle, because I feel like I have my mind made up, and just like Big Brother, expect the unexpected, not only within the game, but with opinions that come from left field. Like, mm-hmm. People could honestly convince me that Holly could win this whole game, and I would possibly buy it, which makes the jury's job so much tougher, because there are so many different arguments for every one of them.
Well, it just goes to show that, like, literally one single decision can, like, have all these ripple effects. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so. I mean, I said it a couple weeks ago. Yeah. The whole reason that Tommy was evicted was because Jackson overheard a conversation.
Yeah.
A game of centimeters, a game of milliseconds.
Overheard a conversation and created this strategy. But I will say, after watching it all play out, it wasn't as seamless as Dan's funeral. Like, there was some humps and bumps, and it almost just didn't work. Yeah. Like, that
Nicole saw right through it.
Yeah, I was shocked. Like, it was so interesting watching this play out and knowing the ending. I was like, how did the ending happen? Because this just is not going well.
I mean, Dan's literally, these people are like, the people at Dan's funeral were literally like, oh my God. Shocked. Like, they did not know what to do.
And
they did it
like right before the vote, too. So that was smart.
Out of their minds. All right, before we go, I want to get to this really quickly. It's some news and gossip.
Ooh.
Oh.
All right,
so according to TV Guide, Big Brother 21 fans accused production of helping Jackson win the Power of Veto, the final Power of Veto that we just saw last night. As seen on the live feeds on Saturday, Jackson told his fellow house guests that he initially misinterpreted the instructions, knocking down the photos of house guests that the statement did apply to, rather than the ones it didn't. He said, I knocked down effing five faces, Jackson recalled. They kept saying, did not receive a punishment. I'm like, yeah, I know. And they go, did not receive.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh.
It's the opposite.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, that being said, I want to know, because I was thinking about this. I just need to know what you guys think do you think that
it's interesting. Yeah. I think that is probably a little bit of help from production, because everybody receives the instructions one time. I mean, I assume. So it's, I don't know. I'm not in the house, but I would think, like, you are given the instructions, now go do the thing. And Jackson was given the instructions, and he misunderstood them, so he went and did the wrong thing. So just in the same way where you put a puzzle together the wrong way because you don't understand the puzzle, Jackson didn't understand the instructions, who knows what is it? Who knows, like, if they tell the house guest, is everybody clear on the rules before?
Because there's definitely more talking that takes place outside of that one set of instructions. Because even when Julie, like, describes it, I'm like, they're supposed to get all that in one take?
Yeah, exactly.
So, I mean, clearly production's off to the side making sure that they know. So who knows if other people had to have the instructions, or if I'm pretty sure they didn't give them instructions, say, okay, restart your time. So it has to depend on like what it is. But it does make me
the Julie thing, because it's she's like, put you better. You're like,
and
wait a minute, why
am I supposed
to do like a circus maneuver?
And then she's like, everybody has, I need you to confirm.
And Kat's like, got it. It's like, we know Kat needed it one more time. Yeah. Okay. Also, okay, but the BB fans love a conspiracy theory. I want your take on this. But also, did y'all see that tweet? It's in the live chat. Did y'all see that tweet of Jackson and Holly reading the book of rules, like Big Brother rules? And the tweet said, like, as if they couldn't go any lower, Jackson is looking to see if Nicole can forfeit her HOH to Jackson. Like, as if they couldn't go any lower. They're reading through the handbook. Did anybody see that tweet?
No.
If you search, like, Holly Jackson Big Brother on Twitter, it'll come up. But they're reading like a book on the couch. The rules.
Okay.
And I don't believe anything I see on Twitter until I see it verified.
Was it
like
the Bible? The rules of life.
It was the rules.
Yeah.
Wait. Sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. You were talking about the. Okay. Because I was just going to say that I think that it was the only thing that I think about this is that, you know, the writing. He had the writing on. Like, it was, they pulled the thing down and it was written there. So that's the only thing that was weird. Anyway, you guys, we actually have a fan shout out. Someone sent AfterBuzz a message for us.
That
about our show.
Left a voice message.
Yeah, they left a voice
message. Is it a hate message?
Can we play that?
Called and left. Y'all called the studio.
What's up, guys? This is Pedro from my Stuttering Life podcast, and I have to say, I just found y'all, and I don't know why it took me all this time, but I'm so glad I found you. Jessica, you're giving me life. And Charles, I do not think you look like that blonde guy. I forgot his name.
Nick Schwartzen.
But it's not you. I am addicted to your podcast. It is hashtag awesome, hashtag phenomenal. And I am living for this season. My prediction. See, I am so excited. I'm not even stuttering. Y'all got that power. Y'all did this to me. I'm voting for Nicole and Cliff. Go all the way from your number one Texas fan. Peace.
Texas represent.
Thank you, Pedro.
Thank you, Pedro.
Yes. That's
such a fun message.
He's from Texas, which explains why he gave Jess and Charles props and left Bryce totally out of it.
Hey, listen, a fan of the show is a fan of mine. Okay, that's fine. Right.
That's debatable.
I mean, wait, no, I didn't mean it like that.
I know.
I meant the other way around. God.
That's funny. Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah, that was great. Thank you so much, Pedro.
My Stuttering Life podcast. Check it out, y'all.
Everybody go check it out,
so
please.
So one other thing that was kind of buzzing in the chat was about somebody's trying to say that Jackson has an advantage because of his mom. Someone's trying to say his mom is threatening to sue. I just feel like there's so much... Conspiracy theories.
Y'all.
Someone's predicting that Jessica Graf is going to be the moderator
of the,
panel.
I think it's
going to
be. I think it might be Julie. But
Dr. Will, yeah, if he returns, or Jeff. There's so many options now.
I mean, it really probably should be Julie. That would be awesome if she would do it. But
she can't.
Why not?
Because the person who moderates kind of
to be neutral, not really know too much.
Yeah,
I guess.
Yeah.
It's going to be Sandra Bullock.
She was in the movie The Blind Side. So
Amber
we could do that. That could happen, I guess.
You're so stupid.
Oh my God. You guys, next time we're going to be sitting in these chairs, we are going to have a winner crowned, okay?
Wow.
So the next time we're here, somebody is getting confetti.
No, we have to say who we want to win and who we think we want to win.
Real quick.
Go ahead.
Well, everybody knows I'm Mickey.
You want Mickey?
I want Mickey to win.
Okay.
I do.
Mickey's going to win. I want Nicole to win.
Okay, I think Holly's gonna win, and I want Holly to win.
But can I just say this though, just really quick? if Nicole and Mickey are in the final two, I'm not all that confident that Mickey's going to win over her.
I agree. I think
that they're going to pull a Tyler.
I respect it.
I agree.
Pull a Tyler and Casey. Pull a Peter.
But you guys, someone is getting confetti. Somebody is getting confetti next Wednesday night, so be sure to tune in. We will be back here next Thursday, the day after the BB21 finale, for our full coverage of the night before. If you want even more Big Brother coverage, as always, you can check out Big Brother Daily with Rachel Swindler or sometimes Charles Connelly. It just depends on which day it is. Monday through Thursday until the end of the season right here on AfterBuzz TV. All right, it's time to say our goodbyes. Jessica, go ahead.
All right, guys, you can find me on Twitter at Miss Jessica WW and on Instagram at Miss Jessica Williams. I was trying to remember my name.
And I'm Charles Conley. You can find me at Twitter or on Twitter and Instagram at Charles Conley. Bye.
And I'm Bryce McClay. You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Bryce Advice. From outside the Big Brother house and inside AfterBuzz Studios, good night.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.